Good morning, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. My name is Catherine Smith. This week, I'll be reading poems that approach the natural world in ways that are wholly unsentimental and in ways that consider the complicated relationships between humans and our environment and the other creatures that we share this planet with. This morning's poem is The Bald Eagle by Elizabeth Vignali. And I admire this poem for the simultaneous generosity and honesty of its perspective, and for how it manages to both zoom in on small details and zoom out to a sort of bigger picture in a relatively short space. The Bald Eagle. If her beauty was a little less majestic, maybe, or if she wasn't America, the logo. But she's not circling up there, pondering the vagaries of fate, hers or anyone else's. She's watching for movement, the twitch of a long ear, a scurried pink tail, perhaps an unattended dog, dopey with freedom, leash trailing behind him on the sidewalk. She will not ask herself why some lives are considered worth saving, or who decides which lives are more important than others. Two of the three won't know their near misses, as she doesn't know hers. One of the three will, presumably, be missed more than the others. She doesn't care about this, or the ivory-billed woodpecker, or dusky seaside sparrow, or any other species that went extinct while hers was fought for and reestablished. She just holds the slim silver whale in the crook of her throat, folds her dark wings, and plunges. That was The Bald Eagle by Elizabeth Vignali from her chapbook Endangered Animal, published by Floating Bridge Press. I'm Catherine Smith.